Hey everyone, Alan here, creator and host of Script to Screen. I've always been a fan of podcasts, and when I was still in college, I always wanted to host one, but it wasn't that simple back then. Nowadays, the options are endless, but there's only one that can help you and your podcast reach listeners and grow with your vision. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's exactly what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Anchor has been Script to Screen's home since I first started the podcast, and I couldn't be happier. Not only is it simple for uploading episodes, but fans can also reach out to us by sending voice messages and be featured on the show. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. Again, that's anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. Send me a link when you're done. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
And now, a brand new episode of the Script to Screen News Hour here on Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM with hosts Alan Mahana and Hod Solo.
Hello, 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 screeners. We're back. We're back. It's Saturday, March 16th, and we are back with a brand new episode of Script to Screen News Hour, filled with so much news, so many announcements that we cannot wait to share with you. We've got two trailers of the week. We've got some Disney film news, some Avengers news, some Star Wars news, little minor film news, the most recent box office updates, and our Script to Screen recommendations. And when I say our, it's because I can't do all this alone. So join me in welcoming the solo to my Chewbacca, the one and only Hod Solo.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Hello, 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 Broski.
How's it going, brother from another mother?
Oh, it's going well, it's going well, it's going well.
All right, all right, all right.
Cool, cool, cool.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
So how is everything on your end?
Everything is awesome, fantastic.
Right?
The weather is a bit crazy, but besides that.
It's like raining, then summering, then raining, summering
this
again.
This whole week has been crazy.
I think it's just preparing us for the roller coaster ride that's going to be the final season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of different seasons.
Fire and ice, indeed.
Yeah,
really quick, you know, we've been waiting to tell everybody about this. It's been a really, really tough time. So last week we announced the fact that I'll be giving a TEDx later this month. But we've got bigger news to share with our screeners today, don't we?
Yep, yep.
Don't we, don't we, don't we?
We do, we do, we do.
We do, we do, we do. All right, so here it is. Script to Screen is going to be attending the Middle East Film Comic-Con 2019.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yes, we are. Well, I mean, I am, but you'll be there in spirit.
I will. You're going to be sending me...
Oh my gosh, yes. So
And I have a massive shopping list for you. So you're going to have to take an extra bag with you.
I will. Anything for you, broski. Anything for you. So this is a very exciting thing for us this year. You know, it's a great opportunity for the show, for us to meet, you know, film lovers and comic book lovers you know, meet some great celebrities. I am officially an ambassador. Script to Screen is an ambassador for this year's MEFCC Middle East Film Comic-Con. So obviously for all you guys out there who don't know what it is, I mean, I'm sure you guys have heard of Comic-Con, but so this is the annual pop culture event that takes place in Dubai every April, celebrating all things related to comics, movies, anime, games, and TV shows. Yep. So there's going to be a number of highlighted features that take place at MEFCC. That are compared to similar functions in the region that include, you want to pitch in and read some of the stuff?
I'm going to have to open the sheet, but I guess there's going to be like costumes.
Yeah. Cosplay and competitions, panels, artists, there's a place workshops, called Artist Alley, yep. Meet the Stars, where you get to meet all the celebrities, exactly. Some workshops,
games, main yep. stage,
the main stage events,
so much going on. It's a fun event. I mean, I haven't been to the one in, actually to any of them.
Yeah. Me neither. It's going to be my first Comic-Con yeah. event ever. And I'm super, yeah. super stoked.
You're going to pop your Comic-Con cherry.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Did this show just get PG-13?
Oh yeah. Just PG-13, which is just about fine. But yeah, it's good. It's cool. Like from what we see usually, like in terms of pictures and so on.
Yeah.
It's a very lively event. It's a fun event. But a lot of cool things will probably happen.
Yes, so. For sure.
And the Dubai Comic Con is becoming bigger and bigger every year.
Every year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This year's, they've already released some celebrities that are going to be coming this year. I'm double checking the list.
You had told me the guy from Luke Cage.
Yes, Mike Coulter. Mike Coulter will be attending this year. Voice actor... what's her face? Where is she? Where is she? Where is she? Oh my Lord. Oh man. Okay. Tara Strong. So she's done voices for Batman, animated, for the Arkham series, Powerpuff Girls, Ben 10, Fairly Odd Parents, Teen Titans, and so much more. Wow. Ross, Markand from The Walking Dead and Avengers Infinity War is going to be there. In Infinity War, he played Red Skull. So he was the actor that played Red Skull.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, so he's going to be there this year. Finally, the last celebrity that they've announced is Katie Cassidy from Gossip Girl, The mm-hmm. Arrow, and The Flash.
Yeah.
So she'll be there as well. There are rumors. They teased something the other day on their Insta story. They said that there are a lot more celebrities to come. And then the next slide over was Winter is Coming. So I think... There might be some Game of Thrones celebrities coming this year.
Cool.
Don't quote me on it. I don't want to get in trouble with these guys, but like, yeah. This is my theory, is that there will be some Game of Thrones action happening at Comic-Con this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead guy, by the way, does really good impressions.
Yes.
And he does Red Skull perfectly. And
oh, he did.
For a moment, a lot of people thought it was Hugo Weaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Redonning the cape or whatever mm-hmm. of Red Skull. But I saw him on, I think, Jimmy Kimmel. And he does a lot of impressions, and they are spot on. He's a very funny guy. That's what a lot of people don't know about him.
I'm excited. So as an ambassador, I'll get time with these celebrities. So we'll make sure. I'll make sure to get some really rad interviews for our show.
We'll be waiting.
And then obviously, anybody who's following me on social media will be able to tag along in the adventure. I'm going to be going live. I'm going to be shooting a lot of stuff. So it's going to be a fun event. So obviously. No better place to be yourself and express your passion for geekdom other than MEFCC, Middle East yep. Film Comic-Con. So that was, this is the big announcement that we've been waiting to tell you guys.
So you've got a very busy couple of months coming up.
Yes, with yep. TEDx at the end of this month. And then April, I'll be gone. I'll be in Dubai for 5 days.
Yep.
It's going to be exciting.
I heard you're going to be in very good company over there.
Oh, yes. Our dear friend, yeah. Sarah Ghurra. I'll be crashing at her place. Thankfully, she has a bed/couch couch/bed. So that'll be exciting as well.
Hello, everyone. I didn't know why I did that.
Me?
I don't know why I do have things I do, honestly. If not more... Not half, like three quarters of the thing I do.
I'm just so honored that I get to be here and to witness all of the things that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an honor to have you honoring. Okay, let's let's just keep on.
Oh
moving.
Boy. So two trailers came out this week. Yep. One of them we were prepared for. The other just kind of dropped out of nowhere.
It's like, what the F?
So let's start with the one we were prepared for. Walt Disney's live action remake of Aladdin.
Yep.
What do you think?
What did I think? Okay, I'm still not on board with the whole Aladdin thing.
Okay.
But vis-a-vis the previous two teasers, it's better.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that I'm, yes, I want Aladdin. No, no, but I am a bit like...
We're looking just at trailer then. Yeah. We're just objectively analyzing trailer.
The trailer. I'm going to like, I'm like 5% more okay with the whole thing. So I'm not like all in, but
all right.
I'm not as pessimistic as I was.
Okay.
I liked the whole colors and I liked the Agrabah set and Aladdin and Jasmine. I wasn't that bothered as I thought I would be with Will Smith. I think they fixed him a bit in terms of CGI. He's better. He's definitely better than the second teaser trailer. Let's see what happens. I mean, that's my two cents. Or, yeah. How about you?
The colors are nice.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
That's it for you, yeah.
I'm still not on board. You know, the Disney gods forgive me. But yeah, I'm not excited for this. I'm not excited for this. And I also made the mistake of watching the animated film a couple of days ago, and then I saw the trailer, and I'm like, I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't. It hurts me that they're doing this. Nobody asked for this to be made. It doesn't work. The chemistry doesn't work. I don't see any chemistry between Aladdin and Jasmine. And nobody tell me it's still a trailer. You can tell. Obviously, we're going to talk about serious chemistry in the next trailer.
Yeah.
You can tell when chemistry's there. You can tell. I don't like it. I don't like Jafar.
Yeah, I have a problem.
He's not menacing. He's not scary looking. He's not...
He doesn't sound scary.
He doesn't sound like Jafar. He doesn't do it for me. And then the French Prince of Blue Genie just doesn't do it for me
at
all.
He's not French. He's fresh.
Fresh Prince of Blue Genie, whatever. doesn't
the French Prince of
that. Doesn't do it for me at all. The jokes, the you know, like that little part where he's like, you know, like he does magic with his hands and then Aladdin's like sliding backwards. When did Aladdin have slapstick comedy? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It just doesn't, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Robin Williams, may he rest in peace, is probably turning in his grave right now because it just doesn't work. I'm sorry. Nothing about this trailer excited me except for the colors and the set. Yeah. That's it. Everything else just felt fake. It just felt like somebody said this to me and I cannot remember who said it. It feels like a massive fan fiction. Like it feels like a cosplay of Aladdin and then somebody shot it. Like that's what they said. And I agree with them. Mm-hmm. I agree with them 100%. Like it just, I would have much rather the genie stay like flesh and bone versus go blue. Like might as well just like not blue him. Because you know, or color him blue or whatever, CGI him blue. You might as well have just kept him the way he was on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. I would have maybe accepted that a little more because then in my mind, I would have been like, you know what? This is a new, like this has nothing to do with the original.
Yeah, but to be fair, in most of the trailer, he's not blue in just like a small segment of it. And I feel in the majority of the movie, he's going to be in a human form. Again, don't get me wrong. It's not a movie I can't wait to see. No, but I am less pessimistic.
Okay.
I still am pessimistic, but I am less pessimistic now than I was before.
Okay.
I still do think that ultimately it's not going to work.
Yeah.
But I do want to, you know, like Disney was all about optimism and your inner child and so on. So I want to stick to that part that Walt Disney taught me and use those values going into Aladdin and maybe be surprised. I doubt, but again,
I want to use something else that Walt Disney taught us. He taught us to wish upon a star and I'm going to wish that this thing never existed.
Well, it exists. So deal with it. It's happening, dude.
Yeah, it is happening. And there's nothing I can do to stop it. You know what else is happening? The Lion King. But if you, jump to a completely different trailer. You notice that the new trailer, there's a little bit more color now.
In what? In the Aladdin trailer?
No. The new Lion King. Because the first teaser that came out was very, like, naturalistic. It was very, like, metallic almost. And then the new one that came out, there's a lot more green
more colorful,
and color.
I
feel like Disney's listening.
Yeah. That's good. Let's hope they keep on listening to more extensively in the future.
All right. Here we go. Okay. So, all y'all know, screeners, how unimpressed I was with the first teaser trailer that came out. And then the TV spot, the Super Bowl TV spot came out, and I was a little bit more excited. And then the trailer dropped this week, and I sent Todd a very R-rated voice note on WhatsApp exclaiming how extremely pumped, how I had goosebumps all over my body from watching the trailer that dropped this week. And it is the Avengers Endgame trailer.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Oh, my wow. Oh, my Thor.
Yeah.
Oh, my wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful edit. And mind you, it shows us nothing new. Like, yeah. It shows us maybe one or two new shots. Everything else is from, you know, scenes that we've seen already in the first teaser trailer. But it is just so operatic. It is so epic. It is so scary because it's like, this is it. Like, this is the end game. Like, it's very, you know, and what's really weird is that there is this weird finality about it. Like, it doesn't, in a way, it doesn't leave you like expecting that there will be more after this. Like, it's very, this is it. This is the fight to end all fights.
Yep.
The end
this
of.
This is the end game.
Yeah, literally. So what do you think?
I freaking loved it. I think I must have watched it about yesterday after it came out about 6 to 7 times.
Right, right.
I saw it on my phone the first time. I saw the 60-second version, which was on Instagram. And then I popped onto Facebook and saw it. And then on my laptop, I saw it on YouTube. And each time I watched it, I was more and more blown away.
Right.
I was already excited with the first trailer.
Right, and I knew that.
I was excited with the second trailer. And I am someone who believes in the Russos. Now, I know it's not really advisable to not see a product and root for these people, but these are guys that know what they've been doing for a while.
Okay, look. Anybody that's going to come up and say anything negative about the Russos, I want to punch them in the face, because the Russos gave us a Winter Soldier. The Russos gave us Civil War. The Russos gave us Infinity War. Mm-hmm. So, no. These guys know what the heck they're doing. They know what the heck they're doing. They've also given us a new TV show called Deadly Class, which is also epic as all heck.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm going to like shift a bit, but I would really love to see the Russos in the Star Wars universe to see what they would do with that, because I think they can bring balance to the Force.
Oh, yes.
But that's on an off topic. But what I loved about
I would pay so much. Take my money now.
Yeah.
They gave a trilogy to Damien and you know, like Weiss and Benioff.
Why not them?
No, I'm not complaining, but like,
no,
hello.
I'm saying, why not the Russos
at
some point?
Yes, exactly.
I think we have time, and like I've been reading like a bunch of magazines and about Star Wars, and again, how they're going to pace themselves and so on. So we're in good. They'll figure it out.
Yes, they will.
And so what I loved about this trailer is that it got me thinking a lot. You did say that it doesn't show a lot. It doesn't, but it makes you think. It makes you wonder. Makes you ask questions.
Because of the words, because of the scenes that you're seeing.
Exactly.
You know, you know. If we wanted to do like a shot for shot breakdown, you're getting the opening shot with Iron Man collapse.
From the first Iron Man
in the desert.
Yep.
And then you're shifting to him in space, I believe, and you see him tapping the Iron Man mask.
It starts off with that and then goes back to him, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think the first shot is a black and white shot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the black and white shot of him in the desert, and then it shifts to him in space.
Yep.
And then it's Pepper Potts opening the, you know, like Iron Man has a heart thing.
The reactor.
And then there's a shot of her putting her head onto the Iron Man mask, and then you go back to Iron Man in space, and already you're just like, oh snap, why these images?
Well, there is a lot of links. So I think there's a reason why they chose that. It's very reminiscent of how Iron Man gets out of that cave in the first Iron Man.
And now he's stuck in another cave.
So there's a lot of like parallelisms or whatever you want to call them. And So yeah, and then after that, it shifts to Cap.
It shifts to Cap, which if and then you listen to
I think Peggy.
No, it is Peggy. You listen to the words that she's saying, yeah. And those like, you know, and they almost had a very similar Star Wars: The Last Jedi moment where it's almost like let the past die. Like
these words are taken from. Does she pass away in Winter Soldier?
Yeah, she passes away in Winter Soldier.
These are taken from her on her
100%.
Her deathbed. 100%.
So, and then you see Captain America holding the coffin and walking. Yep. So again, why show us this again? Mm-hmm. You know, is this a symbol that we are expecting to see someone die?
Or time travel?
Or time travel, perhaps. And then we shift to Thor.
Yeah.
With his father. Mm-hmm. And then we see the people being decimated.
Absolutely.
And then we see Black Widow with Cap, and then we see Hawkeye and his daughter, and then Black Widow and Hawkeye, Bruce Banner, Ant-Man.
Yeah.
And then it just kicks up.
Yep.
Then you're seeing, you know, like this prepping for something, whatever it takes is kind of the sentence that is repeated a bunch of times. Then you see them in their new outfits, mm-hmm. which look amazing. And then you see the logo, and then you see my favorite redeeming moment of the entire trailer.
Yep. I like her.
I like her too.
I like this one.
I like her too. And I said this on Twitter, that shot, Brie Larson says nothing.
Yep.
Mind you, she says nothing. But that shot, so much chemistry between her and Hemsworth.
Yep.
And that cheeky sass attitude of hers in that half smile. Mm-hmm. Dude, this literally proves to me that Captain Marvel, as a film, we did not like it, not because of Brie, but because of the writing and the directing. This absolutely proves this.
Mm-hmm. And here's the funny thing, and if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think that this was shot before Captain Marvel.
Oh.
Because, you know, they shot the three and four together, and they did that a while back. And then they started production on Captain Marvel. Now, I don't know if this is a shot that they recently did, but I would assume that she actually took on the character with the Russos.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad that she went and did the second movie. And so yeah. But again, very redeeming moment.
Oh my gosh. I must have replayed that last scene a bunch of times, because every time she half cracked that smile, I was like, ooh, girl, where was that sass in your movie? Mm-hmm. Like, where was that cheekiness? Ugh. But, so disappointing.
Yeah, yeah. I just started to think, like, what structure it's going to have. When does it kick off? I do think there's not a question of time travel, but I do think it kicks off few years after.
Yes, there are rumors that it's going to be like around maybe 5 years.
If you look at the hair, like Black Widow's hair,
mm-hmm.
it's red, but there's like some white.
Blonde at the bottom, which I think is very smart.
Yep.
So smart.
Hawkeye with his daughter and then Hawkeye after.
Yep.
I think, and Captain without the beard and the beard. So I think there's going to be a time gap.
You actually missed one as well.
Which one?
Ant-Man looking at those very old, seemingly old, missing posters.
And the house
including the house behind him with all the ivy climbing up.
Yeah.
So that's also, I mean, that shows time as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's see, is there going to be quantum realm involved, time travel? I don't know. I just can't wait.
It's super exciting. I got to tell you, I mean, well done. There should be an Oscar for best edited trailer. I really think that there should be.
This would win. This would definitely.
This would win. I mean, and that music at the end with the theme, the Avengers theme seeming so operatic and so big. Woof.
Yeah.
Woof. Okay. Moving right along back to Aladdin. Apparently, Alan, I don't know how to say it.
Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk is voicing Iago. The last time we heard of Alan Tudyk, he was K2SO in Rogue One.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Hey, I'm okay with this. Actually,
you know why? Think of it. Have you watched Dodgeball?
No.
You've never seen Dodgeball, the true underdog story with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. He plays. Okay, so it's a dodgeball story, and he has the character of a person who thinks he's a pirate. And he has that kind of, so he can play around with his voice.
I think
he's an interesting choice.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind that. I didn't mind that at all. You sent me this news, and I really liked his vocal performance in Rogue One. So I'm not opposed to this. And he's done really good stuff.
He's one of those underrated.
Very well seasoned underrated actor. Okie dokie. So we've got a bunch of four stories in total in this segment. Three of them revolving around the same topic, essentially, but each from a different angle. And I know you try to avoid as much as possible.
And there is one thing we skipped before that. I do want to talk about the Stan Lee.
Yes.
Because I do have a theory.
I totally skipped over. Yeah. Go ahead.
So they're saying like Stan Lee still has a few cameos up his sleeve.
Yes.
I do think it will end after Endgame, personally, even though they said that.
Yeah.
But here's what I'd like to happen. So this is a spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Captain Marvel. But there is a kind of mention for Kevin Smith. When Stan Lee has his cameo, he's reading from Mallrat, a movie Stan Lee is actually in 1995, playing himself.
Right.
And that's in reference to Kevin Smith. So what I would really like, knowing the relationship between Stan and Kevin, is for him to pass the baton to Kevin Smith and him start having these recurring appearances within the MCU. Because I do think he's not Stan, but he is someone deserving who loved this man. They had a beautiful friendship, a beautiful relationship. And I would love to see him having these cameos from now on after we're out of Stan cameos.
You know what? I will second that. Right. I think Kevin Smith is someone who I've listened to his podcast. I've seen his YouTube videos. I follow him on social media. The man is such a child at heart, man.
He's such a good guy,
yeah. Such a decent guy, someone who loves film and telling good stories and telling stories with a lot of heart, which is something that you and I love on this show.
Absolutely.
Back when all the chaos was happening in regards to The Last Jedi, you know, Kevin Smith tried to bridge the gap. He was trying to reach out to all fans and try to reunite them in loving Star Wars. So I would totally agree. Yeah. I would love for the MCU to do this because there's nobody more deserving than Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Did you see him crying after that? Did you see that video of him crying?
Yeah, I was going to say, go on YouTube and watch his video. It's a 9-minute video about how he found out about the cameo and what Stan Smith was gonna do in Captain Marvel, and just how he tears up and his reaction. It's beautiful. It is. Go watch it.
So genuine, man.
Kevin Smith's reaction to Captain Marvel mentioned.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Kevin, if you're listening to our show,
we love you, dude.
We love you, dude. And hey, why not? I would love to have you on one day.
We'd love to have you, man.
To have you on one day.
But not a silent Bob as Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So moving right along here, the Star Wars Celebration, which is almost like a Comic-Con, dedicated to Star Wars alone. That's happening next month in April as well. And they just announced, among a lot of different, you know, celebrities from the Emperor to people from The Phantom Menace, Darth Maul is going to be there, a whole bunch of different people. Some of the voice actors from the animated Star Wars shows. They just announced that Star Wars Episode 9 is going to have its own panel.
And what do you think might happen?
I don't know. So here's the thing. So obviously a teaser trailer now is inevitable.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. So I think they'll hold off until it premieres at that panel and then it'll be released everywhere. Mm-hmm. A title is obviously inevitable. But I would love to, I'm actually excited to see what is discussed on this panel.
Mm-hmm.
And then who is literally going to be on that panel as far as cast members, because they have not announced that yet. Yep. They announced that JJ and Kathleen Kennedy are going to be on that panel, but they have not announced, as far as
from
actors go. Yeah. They have not announced, who's going to be there from the cast.
Yeah.
So again, with this film supposedly uniting all of the trilogies together, it should make for a very interesting conversation. What do you think?
I think it's definitely, there's a lot to talk about. It's been look, this is a very critical movie in the Star Wars universe after everything that's happened. I think they're taking their time. They're making sure that everything is good before they release any teaser or anything. They want to do things properly this time because they don't have a chance not to. As to the panel, let it be JJ and Kathleen or with some cast members, but again, not too many. I think that would be good. Ideally, what I would like, but I doubt this would happen, is for them just to drop the name of the final film during Star Wars Celebration and release the trailer, not because it's my birthday or anything, but on May the 4th. Because, you know, it would be nice to celebrate.
You know what? But I think if they do, maybe they'll do like the very, very, very initial teaser with a title.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then maybe the full trailer on May the 4th.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Because we all, I think as Star Wars fan, we all come together on that specific date.
Yes, we do.
It is very meaningful, like despite of what you like or dislike within the Star Wars universe. So I'd like to see that. But I am excited about other projects that they'll be discussing within the whole event, the series,
Yeah, because there are a lot of floating ideas around as far as like what series. Right now, there's another one about there might be a live action series or a series in general within the time period of the Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah. So it's again this very period PC kind of thing, and I wouldn't put it past this rumor actually being something related to the Weiss and Benioff trilogy, because they know that, they got that whole period thing. They got it right. So I would love for them to do something in that realm.
I agree.
So, it's an exciting time to be a Star Wars fan.
It is.
So let's see. So speaking of this being the very, what do you call it? This very important film in the Star Wars saga. Oscar Isaac was quoted saying the phrase "the end of the Skywalker saga." Mm-hmm. I still have my reservations about that. I think it's the end of the Skywalker saga for now. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee that in a couple of years, maybe 5-10 years, we might see another trilogy in that saga. Personally. But I might be wrong. We might never see the Skywalkers again.
Anything is possible at this point.
Right.
Whatever happens, we all want a happy, good, right ending for now. Whether they can decide to do whatever they want. They own the property. In 10, 15 years, they can not reboot, but continue the saga. The beautiful thing about Star Wars is there is just so much... I think so much to tell. It's a galaxy far, far away. Mm-hmm. And that galaxy is limitless with limitless possibilities. And I do think that with time, structure, and organization, that they can do a lot with this universe.
Yeah, sure.
But they just haven't been in the smoothest of starts. Let's give them time. Let's see what characters they want to focus on, what stories they want to focus on. I don't think they should necessarily go back in time and focus on pre-existing characters. We had a fiasco with Solo. I just think we should leave that where it is and move forward with Skywalkers or with other stories.
Here's my only thing, my only request, and I think I've said this before on the show. I just don't want them to forget what came before. Even if we continue on with new stories and whatever, depending on the timeline, that if this is post the Skywalker events, at least let there be a mention every once in a while, like an Easter egg every once in a while of the thing that existed before these stories, or during or whatever. Mm-hmm. That would be my only request. The other and final Star Wars news, Matt Smith is continuing. You mentioned this to me, I think, last week.
Yeah.
But Matt Smith is continuing his denial that he is in the Star Wars film. This is very confusing to me because, I don't, you know.
It's either a very clever marketing ploy, or it's just they shot something with him and didn't work, and I think they don't want to talk about it.
Maybe.
But like marketing-wise, he could turn out to be some major character, perhaps.
Yeah. You know, and the whole thing of like, I am not in the movie. I am definitely not in the movie. Could be a little ploy with him maybe voicing a character, but not actually being in the movie physically.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So it could be a big like bait and switch, if you will, or white lie.
Anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
Any good surprises are welcome.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of good surprises, the hitman's bodyguard's wife.
I mean, I don't know if it's a good surprise, but it is a surprise. It's something I never thought would happen. Did you watch the
No, that's actually a film I did not watch.
I watched it. It was okay. It was very over the top.
But I think it was supposed to be.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, Ryan Reynolds and
Samuel L. Jackson. I think that should be like the ultimate team up.
I think it could have been.
It's like Deadpool and Nick Fury.
Yeah, well.
And now their wife.
Well, yes, yeah, because so, Salma Hayek turns out to be his wife in the first movie. So I think she has a bigger role in this one.
With Richard E. Grant and Antonio Banderas. Yeah, it is going to be a fun cocktail.
I think it's going to be just chaotic and fantastic and awesome. So let's wait. I'm curious.
So am I, honestly.
I like it when, it's not that I like it, but I'm always surprised when there's a movie you never expect has a sequel, like Angry Birds 2. That's coming out this year.
Yeah, I didn't even.
Who the hell would have known that?
I don't know, specifically since I didn't really like the first one.
Yeah, exactly. When it's like a movie that's not very critically acclaimed.
Right.
Or doesn't specifically do so well at the box office, it's always a surprise.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Sure, that too.
There was one more trailer, actually. I wanted to ask you about it. Yeah. We still have a little bit of time here. I don't know if you saw, did you see the Good Boys trailer?
I did. The Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
I like it.
What do you think?
I love it.
I was laughing hysterically. It's so like, it's so wrong on so many levels, but so hilarious.
It's so down my alley. I love this type of humor that's like in your face. And I love Seth Rogen. I love Superbad. For me, it's like it's become one of those timeless classic teen coming of age, raw, vulgar comedic movies.
Don't hate me.
Yeah, you haven't watched Superbad.
I've never seen Superbad.
And this is how we end the show. Thank you for tuning in.
That's all, folks.
You should watch Superbad.
I should.
It's one of those silly.
Maybe I should.
It's a cult. It has cult classic moments.
Yeah, it is a cult classic
moment. McLovin
and all that stuff.
You know the references. I mean,
I know the references. I just have never seen the movie, so I don't get the references.
So yeah, you have to watch it. And again, like these are even younger kids, so it can only be.
I mean, like it's so
cruder,
it's so cringe. Like there were some moments I was just like, how is this even happening?
Yeah,
but hilarious.
Yeah,
and seeing. what's his face? Shoot. The kid.
Yeah. I don't know his name, but the kid from, the Julia Roberts movie.
Yeah. And Room.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I don't remember his name. I don't even know his name. I know who he is.
Hang on. I got it.
Not Angus. No, that's not.
Jacob Tremblay. Seeing him, I don't know, doing those, like, these grinding moves and all that stuff. Like, I'm like, no, there goes your innocence, kid. Yeah. You know, like, anyway. All right. Box office update. I always say I need to do a jingle for this. And I constantly forget.
And you constantly sing.
I know.
Stop it.
No.
Damn it.
My life's a musical.
Oh, God. Oh God.
Dum 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 da dum da dum dum dum.
His life is a musical.
All right, so here we go. The top five number or films in our local box office here in Lebanon. Ahad, take it away.
All right, so at number five, we have a new entry, a French movie called Au bout des doigts.
At the tip of your fingers.
Yes, exactly. I believe it's a piano-related film.
Yes.
And it has accumulated 1,799 entries.
And in a number four is Damascus, Aleppo, a film, a Syrian film, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Duleid Laham.
Yes. This is its second week. This week it accumulated 1,888 entries with a total of 6,137.
Absolutely. At number three, Escape Room, which has been out for 2 weeks now, this week has gotten 4,459 entries with a grand total of 12,228. Not too bad for
this film. Yeah, I was expecting this film to do better, though, or like more in for a Lebanese audience, considering our huge obsession with escape rooms.
Well, yeah, but considering also the first two movies.
Yeah, true story.
That does make sense.
Okay, yeah, yeah. When you look at the rest of the box office in hindsight, in at number two is Marvel's first female superhero, Captain Marvel, which released, which is in its first week and so far has accumulated a big old whopping 22,017 entries.
Absolutely. And at number one, we predicted this, I believe, last week.
Yes, we did.
Lahon Habis. Which I don't know how I would, because it's a play on words.
Yeah, I don't even know how I would translate that into English.
Because there's a Lebanese show which is called
Tahir and Prison, is it essentially?
Lahon Ubes, so right. Till here and that's it.
Yep.
And so the play on words is Lahon Habis, Habis being prison, so from here to jail.
From here to jail,
And it has
which is not a parody on From Here to Eternity.
No, not at all. It's a comedic movie, apparently.
Yes.
And
starring a few of our friends.
Yep, a bunch of friends. We have yet to see it. And it has, wow. 48,199. I think this movie has broken a lot of records locally.
I would think so as well.
Yep.
That's insane.
So congrats to Shadi Hanna, the director, and the entire cast and crew, which include, with minor roles, Ray, Tanya, Wissam, and other people we don't know, like Hisham Haddad, who's the star of the film.
Yes, indeed.
Jad Mohabib, I guess.
This is quite an interesting box office this week.
Yeah.
Very strange to be living in a country where a Marvel movie doesn't end up being number one.
True.
It's I don't know how to deal with this. Like, it's very interesting. Next week we've got the release of a thriller, Hotel Mumbai, which we'll be watching on Monday.
I believe so.
And then the following week, Dumbo gets released.
That's when it gets exciting.
It should, yeah. Because then we hit April and then a lot of things.
And Infinity War. I mean, I can't even say that. Endgame.
Infinity War came out last year.
Well, it's like it came out yesterday.
Okay. And then Endgame arrives, which is ideally going to probably be the biggest release in Lebanon this year, I think. I don't think there's a bigger movie. I mean, the only other one I would think is, I mean, not just like in Lebanon, but I'm saying globally.
Yeah, globally.
I think the only other big one this year would probably be Episode 9.
Yeah, no, but I think this will top Episode 9.
Yeah, most likely.
Box office wise. But locally, I don't expect Endgame to be the best movie in Lebanon. Like,
Come on.
The whole year. No. I still expect Lahon Habis or Lebanese. Those Lebanese comedies we don't always enjoy.
Yeah.
Those have performed much, much better.
We should keep like a note.
Yeah.
For the end
like
of the year.
At the end of the year, see the top 10.
Yeah, just to see the top 10 entries of 2019. Yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
So we're slowly reaching the end of our show.
Yep.
Anything else that you want to mention about the box office?
No, but I do just want to say a very, very quick thing. A friend of ours was on the show, Anthony Saleme, is exiting Virgin Radio
Absolutely.
Lebanon.
Absolutely. We wish him all the best.
We wish you all the best, Anthony. We can't wait for you to come back to the show. He's promised me that he comes back. He mentions you a lot, by the way, on the show. Whenever I like have my small segment, he's like, and a big shout out to Alan Mahana from Script to Screen.
He really does. Anthony.
Does love you. We love you, Anthony. You've been like a great establishment of Lebanese radio for the past 6 years.
He really has.
All the best, my friend, my brother. Take good care of yourself, and we're waiting for you on the show.
Absolutely. All right, up to really quick Script to Screen recommendations in our last 7 minutes of the show.
I'm going to go for something a bit controversial because I like controversy.
Yeah.
You've had that effect on me. I'm going to recommend a movie that people have been finding transphobic and I don't know what. I'm recommending Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
Oh boy. Okay.
There have been comments online.
People, goodbye, screeners.
I'm just tired with this whole.
Yeah. I agree.
And so on. It's a hilarious movie. Jim Carrey is on.
Did you not listen to my new audio essay?
You sent it today. I was at work. So yeah. Yesterday. I was
political correctness is the death of storytelling.
But I do think we're on the same page when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Again, fantastic performance by Mr. Jim Carrey. It was one of his first movies. First couple of two was Dad in the Mask. Drove him to superstardom. Very silly, very over the top with the animals and everything. It's a freaking funny movie.
I don't get how something could be phobic when it's a parody. It's a parody. This is what parody is supposed to do.
He talks to animals. He plays.
It's supposed to make fun of everything. Stop being so sensitive. Stop killing comedy. Get over it.
Yep. Amen to that, my friend.
Amen to that as well. Okay, really quick, I'm going to go ahead and recommend. You know what? I'm going to do the same thing you're doing and recommend something also that is very controversial. I'm going to recommend Airplane. Take that.
Yeah.
You know, because I saw that film again recently. And let me tell you.
Surely you must be kidding.
Surely I'm not. you know, that film also has every form of racist, religious, joke out there.
Yes.
So yes to freaking comedy, yes to laughing. If you can't laugh at yourself, you've got problems.
Stop taking things so damn personally.
On that note, you got me. Now you got me all riled up.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been riled up for a couple of days, my friend.
Ah, oh, man. That almost reminds me of the whole, you know, the Friends thing as well. Because Friends is homophobic, transphobic, and fat shaming.
There is one good side to this. I do feel that all these movies are being watched more and more when someone says that.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
One, people are curious to see if it actually is. And two, people are going to defend it and go like, screw you. It is not transphobic and it's funny and it's a good film. So
I don't know if you're supposed to say screw you on the air.
Well, you just said it too.
All right. Well, now we're both guilty.
Oh, yeah.
Guilty by association. all right. So in our final moments here, we just wanted to remind you all of two things. If you want to check out my TED Talk, you can do so, on March 30th. It's going to be at the University of Belémont. I know it's a trip, but hey, I'd love to see some of you screeners out there. I'd love to meet you in person because I know a lot of you have reached out, but I don't know what you look like. So
Your fan club is going to be there, Alan.
Aww. I know you're going to be there front and center.
Yeah.
So I'd love to see you guys out there. Tickets are on their Instagram page. You can check out their Instagram page and there will be a link. So I think it's TEDx University of Belémont is their YouTube handle. And then for all of you out there who listen to us in the MENA region, because I don't know if I've told you this, we've got a lot of listeners in Dubai, Egypt, and Saudi.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
You know, for all you guys that listen to us in those areas, if you're going to be at Comic-Con this year in Dubai, I'd love to see you there as well. So can't wait to meet all of you guys in the MENA region there as well. All right. So on that note, if you want to follow us on social media, you can do so at Alan Mahana for me on Twitter and Instagram. And
you can follow me on had.solo on Instagram only. I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, on Instagram only. You can also check out our website, www.script2screenpod.com. You can listen to our show there. Or you could check out our...
You can listen to us on Facebook and on YouTube. we have like our segments on both those pages.
Yes, we do.
And you can listen to us every Friday on Mix FM.
Yeah. We have a small segment updating you with box office, you know, what's coming out in the box office, and a recommendation as well with our good friend Clint. We're everywhere, man. Yeah.
We're all
Script
around.
Script to Screen is taking over.
Yes, we are.
All right, guys. On that note, we wish you the best weekend.
Have a lovely weekend.
Go watch movies. Yeah. Reach out to us whenever you want to. Leave us a voice note on Anchor. That's
Send us DMs. Whatever.
Yeah. We are out of here. We'll see you next week. Or we'll tune in next week. All right. We're out.
Hi, I'm Alan.
And I am Han Solo.
And together we can rule the galaxy.
That might take too much time. Let's talk about films and TV instead.
That makes sense. Join us every Wednesday for Script to Screen Spotlight and Saturday for the Script to Screen News Hour.
We'll be discussing all the latest news from the film and TV industry.
And we'll also enchant you with some of the greatest songs and soundtracks out there. Listen to us live on Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM or stream our episodes on Radio Public.